They are not creative. They can't meet new ideas. But I've got something new. A weapon to attack the brain of Humanoid Central. Now that they're here, there's little time left. Either we destroy them, or they will destroy us. And they're rather unpleasant methods of dealing with our enemies. They can change you, you know.
The phonograph finished the poem. The empty chairs faced each other between the silent walls. The house began to die. Skeleton began to cringe in the heat. The wires revealed as if a surgeon had torn the skin off. Voices screamed in every room. Then, there was silence. The film spools were burned out. The wires withered and the circuits cracked.
Not one would mind, neither bird nor tree, if mankind perished utterly. And spring herself, when she woke at dawn, would scarcely know that we were gone. That we were gone. That we were gone. That we were gone.
Today is April 29th, 1985. Today is April 29th, 1985.
Thank you. Welcome back, ladies and gents. You're listening to Smashed Blocked on local 107.3 FM, CFMH. This is your sound operator, Sir Lord Bobby Babylon. Thank you so much to everyone who supported this show, this DJ, and this radio station at last week's Fun Drive episode. Your appreciation is, well, just terribly appreciated, and that especially goes out to Gavin, Emily, Moondog, my mom, everyone who came out to all the events and supported all the shows. Wonderful. Supremely appreciated, and we could not do what we are able to do here without you, such as a show not unlike this one this evening. Smash Blocked airs every Thursday from 9 to 11 and from 10 to midnight on Tuesdays on local 107.3 FM. We're also on Free Radio Edmonton, so check your mountain time out yonder for the local listings on that. We're doing an all jazz show tonight. We're cleaning the palate. We're starting fresh for the coming winter season and hitting you up with the first half of the show this week being a bit of autobiographical jazz, so to speak. Had from the beginning of the show, starting things out with a couple tracks from old Charlie Mingus off the Mingus Moves record. We had Canon and Opus 3. And continuing on in the show now, we're going to hitch up with some more autobiographical jazz kind of sounds. With one of the first CDs I picked up when I was a young lad, getting into thinking that I might like all this weird tomfoolery that is going on in the jazz world. Ongoing exploration, that is. And so I grabbed this record by a fella I'd heard about around the radio station here. His name's Greg Osby. And the record was called Band in New York. So we're going to hear two cuts from that. Two gargantuan cuts, an original, and then another, which I believe is a Sonny Rollins tune. But I'll double check on that. But hitting you up here, first and foremost, this is 13th Floor by Greg Osby off the Band in New York record. And you're listening to Smash Blocked on local 107.3 CFMH out of the port city of St. John, New Brunswick.
Thank you. Thank you.
Welcome back, crew. Just heard two cuts from Greg Ausby's Band in New York LP. Starting things out was his own composition, 13th Floor, following that Sonny Rollins' Pent Up House. And he goes on to do some Charlie Parker cuts and I think another original composition on that record. But going on an unintentionally autobiographical trip here this evening. That those, as I say, those come from the Band in New York LP, which is one of the first records this fella, this Mad Boss DJ picked up, doing, beginning to want to discover the world of jazz. And a good record to pick up too, I might add you, as was that Mingus one we heard earlier, Mingus Moves. Not one of Mingus's most notable records, but definitely a few very, very strong cuts and a beautiful vocal jazz number on there that... Well, we'll talk about that song some other time, because it's definitely going to get played on the show. It almost got played tonight. But anyways, what we're doing right now is that we're doing a two-part here, two-part just sort of jazz, experimental, all jazz tonight. We'll see what part two brings us next week. But that's right, we're exploring some cannon fodder this week and next week on the show. It's sort of cleaning the palate following our fun drive. I'm going to start off the winter season with exploratory surgery on the program. So, and again, taking an autobiographical trip in the first half. So we're going to continue on with a few cuts from an unlikely, but not perhaps not so much if you're familiar with it, an unlikely artist to be featuring on the show this evening, Dave Hilliard, out of New York City, a saxophonist, generally in the ska, reggae, soul kind of idioms, coming to you with some ska tonight, and definitely a jazz man at heart. From his LP, Playtime, we're going to hear two cuts, and this is a record. Ska was something I was heavily obsessed with throughout high school and university, and continue to be a big fan of to this day, and all of the many grassroots forms of Jamaican music. Very exciting things. And this was one of the LPs that set me on the path to discovering jazz, which, as Dave Hilliard notes in his liner notes of the record, is a similar path that he followed. So we're going to let some music do the talking now. This is Hilliard Street on Smash Block Local FM. We'll be right back. Thank you.